Flapperette.
Okay. Yeah. That's great. I'd like to give a little bit of my approach, which is an interesting contrast, I think, to Bill's on the banjo. And I'll just say a little bit about it, maybe play a tune, and then we'll field whatever questions you may have, or if you have a request of something you'd like to hear somebody do, you could do that too. I have a record coming out in a couple of months, and it's called On a Roll, and that's an intentional play on words, because the idea is it really highlights the banjo roll, which is not a melodic style. There's melody in the banjo roll, but as Bill was talking about, there's patterns. You know, you just take a pattern of eight notes, like it's eight of them. And you get it going a little bit faster, and you can play melodies like, let's see, what's a tune? That's from my banjo book. If anybody wants to learn, She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain. Did Bill Monroe ever record that?
I don't think so.
Anyway, I didn't want to get into the whole thing there, but you basically have your roll going. A lot of times you're hitting the fifth string just for the drone effect of hearing this note again and again. The first string usually works that way too. You just keep hearing it, and it just kind of blends in. And when it's time to change a chord, the note on the first string changes too, because it's part of the chord. And you kind of work on the middle string, second, third, and fourth strings, to find your melody notes, and you guide your thumb usually to the strings where the melody can be found. But in the meantime, there's all this other stuff just going la da 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 da. And it's different from Bill's style, which features melodies very, very distinctly, as each note is a melody note when he plays like the tune that he did before. Of course, in Scruggs' style, which both of these guys do plenty of as well, then you have a situation where only part of it is the melody. Now, I actually back away a certain amount from melodic style, not because I don't like it. I like it very much, but you have to really program it in your head quite well. And I got a good close view of Bill's right hand, and he's having to do things like crossover sometimes, where his index finger, after the thumb is on the third string, the index finger is up on the fourth string to get that note. Well, that's a tricky maneuver, and he does it not often, but there's a number of those moves, and basically you have to tailor your right hand. Each measure is different from every other measure. You don't just fall into right-hand patterns that you can kind of relax with. You've got to do a very good job programming it, which is one reason why a lot of times when you hear people playing melodic style, they don't play very good time. They lose the beat. Bill is one of the very, I think, rare exceptions. So is Steve, who can play it and sound very comfortable doing it. But a lot of people, myself included, will stumble over the hard parts of tunes. And when you do enough stumbling, you tend to back off a little bit. Either that or you have to practice it a lot more. And I've done both approaches, but I find myself a lot more comfortable with a roll where I can get an effect just going something like, and I'm not even thinking, I don't have to even programming it, and I might do it differently every time. I'm just thinking about this, just that little sequence, and my hand is just going yada-da-da-da to me. It's kind of like when you're walking, you don't think about what each foot is having to do, you just think about where you're walking. So there's a little less to think about, and you've had, meanwhile, your legs are so accustomed to walking, they just go through a lot of the moves for you, as opposed to having to tell each time when you want your foot to do something. So I make up tunes that that feature just the flow of notes going on in a variety of ways off the right hand, and only some of those are melody notes. For instance, I'm going to play a little tune called Frank's Blues, and I have little sections where it just goes. And it's hard to even hum. If the mandolin player says, what's the melody? You have to say, I don't know, it's sort of an A minor chord. And I'm doing a little bit of that. And there's a bunch of sounds coming off the banjo. And just because there's no distinct hummable melody doesn't mean it doesn't sound good or it's not music. But it befuddles people who play a fiddle, say, or something, where they're really expecting to know what the melody is. Anyway, I just wanted to give you a little bit of that way of looking at making up music. And as opposed to going up and down scales, which I rarely do, I try to get acquainted with chord positions on the neck. And if this is a D chord, you can put your ring finger down and make it a D6th chord. Or if this is an A chord, if you have the reach here, you can get what they call the ninth note of the scale, which is actually the second note of the scale, but I won't try to get into why that is termed that way. But and you can get a few different nice sounding combinations, which when they work into rolls can sound pretty, you know. So this is one of my more technical or complicated tunes, and it uses some of the ideas that I know from chord structure. Anyway, it's called Frank's Blues.